We now move on to the news from Crowborough and Uckfield, generously sponsored by Cranwell Wealth Solutions.
The scaffolding around an unsafe building in Uckfield High Street is being changed so that vehicle restrictions can be lifted. On March the 22nd, this newspaper reported that cracks had been found in the facade of the former Maidenhead Hotel. As a precaution, a temporary highway closure was put in place by Wealden District Council, WDC, and a qualified structural engineer confirmed the need for temporary support to the facade of the Grade 2 listed building. An update from WDC on July the 25th said, "We are now entering the next stage of scaffold safety works on the frontage of the unsafe building on Uckfield High Street. The current scaffold design is being modified to create a narrower arrangement that sits entirely within the pavement. This updated design includes both internal and external scaffolding and means there will no longer be a need to restrict vehicle access to the road. Subject to final safety checks and weather conditions, work will begin on Tuesday, the 29th of July, and continue for up to 3 weeks. The latest update comes after Uckfield Business expressed concern about reduced footfall in the high street, which they said had been caused by the scaffolding and traffic lights. WDC had previously said the partial closure of the high street had been necessary to keep the public safe, adding that the council was committed to supporting trade and improving access. WDC put a timetable of works on its website. On week one, from July the 29th, an internal scaffold will be erected and linked through the windows to the external structure. On week two, from August the 4th, that plan is to reposition weights so scaffold elements can be removed from the carriageway. On week three, from August the 11th, windows and tiles will be removed and stored for reinstatement later. The WDC said access to the building for ongoing structural inspections will be maintained and the scaffold will remain sealed and weathertight. Importantly, the new design will mean there is no need for a full road closure and the next stage of works can take place inside the existing fencing. If all goes to plan, we expect the High Street to fully reopen to traffic towards the end of the week, beginning the 4th of August, most likely around the 8th or 9th of August. A further update will be provided as soon as the road reopens. In the meantime, thank you once again for your continued patience. Historic England said one half of the former Maidenhead Hotel dates back to the 18th century, while the other half dates back to the 19th century. People can see all of the council's updates at wealden.gov.uk Planning and Building.
A road closure will place further pressure on a much-loved family farm when they are already finding things really hard. The 300-acre South Brockwell's farm and its award-winning shop is on Bradford's Lane, Little Horsted. But the road is set to be closed for works to the electricity system. Chrissy Wells from South Brockwell's farm said, "I just don't know what we're going to do. This is the fifth time the road has been closed for various types of works. It's the only way people can get to us. But with this road closure, I have no choice but to shut the shop. I don't want to." Chrissy and Aaron Wells have led the way in sustainable farming and food production since 1976. They have won many prestigious awards, including being named Diversification of the Year in the nationwide British Farming Awards and winning Best Rural Business and Overall Business of the Year at the Uckfield Business Awards in 2022. They were also awarded the coveted Countryside Alliance Clarissa Dixon Wright Award at the House of Lords, recognising individuals and businesses that embody the spirit of rural communities and contribute to their prosperity. Another honour was winning the Rural Enterprise category of the Countryside Alliance Rural Oscars for the South East. Apart from a road closure, South Brockwells shares many local farmers' fears for the future of their businesses. Chrissy said, "We're out on a limb where business is concerned. I've had to lay two people off already. We've had it really hard. Like others, we have to face the closure of local abattoirs. Our stock now has to suffer longer journeys to Henfield or Tunbridge Wells. We're talking about 4 hours there and back. That means the animals are more stressed. Then there's the government's inheritance tax scheme. Problems are coming at us from all angles now. We're facing the need to close the shop and just reopen on a pop-up basis. With fewer customers coming through the door, we've a problem with perishables. We'll probably reopen for longer for the game season. We're well known for the provenance of our high welfare meat, and people who shop with us care about that. The last thing we want to do is let people down. Because of the closure, we have a small amount of our amazing fresh meat, all homegrown on the farm, this week. We can offer meat boxes for £30. South Brockwell's farm has become well known for its seasonal events, and this year is no exception. Everyone is welcomed to a family fun day on August the 9th, with sheep racing on the fields and lots of other fun to be had. The farm will also be open over the bank holiday. Chrissy says she's on the hunt for a first-rate troubleshooter, a business guru, who could help the family steer the business onto a steady footing. Perhaps the council could help us with a little support for local small businesses. We know we do things the right way for our animals, for the family, and for our customers. We've had a wonderful time for the last 20-plus years, and we want so much to carry on."
Sussex Police said they are appealing for witnesses after a man was seriously injured in a collision in Maresfield. Police said the incident happened at about 8:40 a.m. on Wednesday, July the 23rd. They said a black classic 1915 Ford car travelling along the A272 eastbound entered the Battsbridge roundabout and overturned close to the Battsbridge junction. A Sussex Police spokesperson said the vehicle and its two occupants were recovered by emergency services and no other vehicles were involved. The driver, an 83-year-old man from Middlesex, was taken to hospital with potentially life-changing injuries. The passenger, a 69-year-old man from East Sussex, was taken to hospital with serious injuries. An investigation is underway, and officers are urging anyone who witnessed the collision or the moments leading up to it, or captured any relevant dashcam, CCTV or mobile footage to email collisionappeal@sussex.police.uk.
Lewes District Green Party councillors have raised concerns about raw sewage in Newark and Chailey, as well as swarms of flies. The Green Party said sewage had been repeatedly spilled at several sites managed by Southern Water. The party said Charlotte Keenan, Newick Ward, a and Joa Saunders Chailey Ward raised the alarm weeks ago following growing concerns from residents who had been plagued by swarms of flies. They added that this has been a recurring issue for years. Southern Water has responded to say its teams have carried out investigations and repairs and said the company takes complaints about flies very seriously. Councillor Keenan said, "This isn't just revolting, it's a public health and environmental crisis. The system clearly can't cope with rising demand, yet we're still expected to consider major housing developments. No more pressure should be added to this failing infrastructure until it's brought up to standard." The Green Party explained that Councillor Keenan contacted Southern Water after a storm-related overflow on June the 7th and was told it was a one-off incident. But they said residents have reported overwhelming numbers of flies invading homes and gardens, which has prompted independent investigations by councillors and locals. They said these appear to follow Southern Water's infrastructure from Chailey's pumping station along the stream towards the A275. They added that one incident saw a manhole near the A275 discharging raw sewage for days, but said Southern Water has since cleared the affected pipe and inspected other manholes along the route. Councillor Keenan is calling for a full and transparent investigation. Councillor Joa Saunders said, "We are appalled. Untreated sewage is spilling into our streams, footpaths and fields, not just rivers. To find this happening next to homes is beyond unacceptable." In response to these statements from the Green Party and councillors, a Southern Water spokesperson said, "We are aware of concerns raised about our sewer network in the Chailey area of East Sussex, and our teams have carried out a number of investigations and repairs. This included the discovery of a blocked manhole caused by a build-up of fat, oil, grease and other unflushables, like wet wipes, which we cleared on the 6th of July. We have fully inspected our local pumping station and nearby sewers, and these are working as they should be. We take complaints about flies very seriously and will continue to monitor the area closely to see if there is anything further we can do. Decaying animal carcasses have been found in the vicinity by our teams and are believed to be contributing to this issue."
And that brings us to the end of the news for Crowborough and Uckfield.